just this day, all that you showed me, the power and the glory, till my kingdom come. Give us all the story, but told me the faith and the glory, till my kingdom come.
Matthew's podcast here, and just we're all doing one this week, 20 minutes or something like that long, and all that bullshit. So I'll let you enjoy the rest of this song, then I'll just embarrass Spenny by overdoing him with my nursery rhymes. Anyway, Spenny isn't here on my little session. He's out for me with his mother and father. And I'm just gonna read some nursery rhymes out, which are better than his shit that he made up. Right. Jack and Jill went up the hill to smoke a little leaf. Jack got high, pulled down his fly, and Jill said, "Where's the beef?" Wait. And my other one is, "I was here, but no, I'm not. I'm round the corner smoking pot. I wrote this message to prove a point. Life is shit without a joint." Legend. And Michael's here, but he hasn't said anything yet.
We've got Winnie the Pooh.
No, I ask. Just a little preview of what Spenny will be playing. Here we go. Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh, tubby little tubby all stuffed with fluff. He's Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh, willy nilly silly old bear. Legend. Isn't it just? Anyway, I've got fuck all to talk about at the minute, so I'll put another song on for you. It's Mr. Friday Night.
Friday night. I saw you, you were standing up against the wall of a nightclub. It was coming up too close to dawn. When you looked at me, I thought that you would have it all. Think you're so fine, baby, I just wanna take you home. Then you came up close and something seemed to change my mind. Got to thinking that you are not the perfect guy. The shit you're wearing makes me feel that you are going blind. And your words are going nowhere. You ain't gonna fool us girls no more with your life and your dollars, baby, 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 baby. You are Mr. Friday Night coming with another light. Hey, he's Mr. Friday Night coming with another light.
Benny's not here, so that's just me. He fucked up my thing, so I was going to piss Dick about him. Anyway, just in case you haven't noticed, all my music is Dante. Yes, it is, isn't it? Apart from Winnie the Pooh. Legend. Well then, Michael, what music are you into?
Yeah, like all kinds of music. Bit of Beethoven, bit of Beethoven. Not really. No, you know, anything, I'll listen to anything, mate. You know what I mean? I'm not fussy. Which is good, because if you meet girlfriend dudes, you know, into crap music, then you're not really bothered, are you?
And instead of pissed down about Spenny, I'll piss Dick about Michael. He's been telling me about he's staying in his chair. I don't care, he's got cum on his chair and he still hasn't got it out. He's supposed to be on stain removers.
It's not cum, it's trifle. We've been talking about it the last 3 weeks, is it? Is there any need? No, right, if you look at this, you can actually see the raspberryness, and it won't come out.
He told us to smell it as well. Yeah. That's disgusting. No, get your fingers out of it. What the kind of comment he's going to get. Anyway. All these... Hope you didn't hear that, whoever that was to. That was sick, you dirty little bastard. Nah. I was going to read an email out. But we haven't got any. Aren't we popular? Three listeners. Alex, I hope you're listening. You could have emailed us in. But no. And you, Mel. And do shit face, who got no better to say than insult us. Oh, you know, about the strike as well. Fuck's the crap with that? Really? Just randomly emailing saying, that's great, that. Did it have anything attached to it? Did it have anything attached? Like a picture? Did you even
delete the cut by now?
fuck it, another song. What about the strike? Yes. What the fuck's the crap with the strike, right? My teacher couldn't be asked to go on the strike, she went and bought a new fucking car. Ooh. The door, bitch. Anyway, who's this at the door? Anyway, we'll have a song now. What is it anyway? It's My. And if you want to hear us back, come on by the fucking CD. Anywho, we're back again. And I've had a fuck off week. Because I get wrong for no reason. In a certain lesson, maths, with some bitch of a maths teacher, normally as mentioned. Apart from whore. Right? And apparently I've got to talk about politics. But fuck that. It was Michael's idea.
What?
It was, he's a right puffy mini. He's talked about stain remover before. Oh, and by the way, we have an announcement to make. Spenny's here. There we go. It's Spenny's national anthem. Oh, go on, interrupt the show with a fucking text. Splendid, Bennett. Think we'll have another legendary song? Yes, we will. Right. And then after that, I'll tell you the top 10 lamest chat-up lines. While Mike gets his pen and paper out. Right?
Talk with my face, not my mouth.
And they run with the legs. Right, away. Here's a song. It's called Girl. Michael. Away. Whack it on. Anywho, hear that little sound effect added in off Michael? Well, fucking done. Anyway. What's Benny? Ginger Bonnet. He just pointed to his penis and said, Ginger Bonnet. Michael, that's Benny. Anyway, here's some of the most 10 to 6 lamest chat up lines. Alright, Michael says wait 30 seconds while he gets his pen and paper out. Right. Anywho. Yeah. Well, what am I meant to talk about for 30 seconds? Huh? Nothing. Fine. Fuck's this shit. Number 10 is. Oh, here's Michael with his pen and paper out. This isn't a beer belly, it's a fuel tank for a love machine. That's number 10, see, it's the shittest. Number 9 is, that's fucking minging that. I'd suck a fart out of your arse and hold it like a bong hit. Mm-hmm. Number 8, I'm gonna try this one. Hi, my name is Doog. That's God spelled backwards, a little bit of U wrapped in it. God backwards with a U in. fucking look there. See? Number 7 or 8 or something like that.
My name is Doug.
Yes. With a U in. Oh, fucking hell, is he not DM any? Anyway, sure, alright. If you're a bogey, I would pick you first.
Oh, yes.
Number 6, do you want to see something swell? How am I to watch your favourite? 10, 9, 8, 7, or 6? How's that? You're a fucking numb to you. Yes, it's God backwards with a U in.
James, that's
God
backwards with all the letters changed.
That's not.
What the hell, wait, Doug?
Yeah?
God's backwards with a U in. Your name's not even Doug. And it says with a bit wrapped up in it. And what the hell's Doug? It's a cartoon in this.
Just ignore the little retard, he'll go away soon. Pardon? He said, suck on that, and undid his trousers. Dirty little bastard. As his mum caught him the other day, fastening his trousers up. After Gobby left.
What?
Who thinks he shagged Gobby? Well, she's right, isn't she? Yes. Anyway, here's another song. Since I can't be asked to talk, really. It's Cutting Deep. And there we go. Play. You fucking play it. Turn that fucking mic off.
Losing you cuts as deep as a knife. I know I did you wrong and things went right. But I loved you, girl, more than life.
Michael just said 30 quid in his anyone's.
Hollyoaks.
Oh, I swear you won't fucking stop talking about Hollyoaks. Anyway, running out of time, so I might as well finish the rest of these off. 15 seconds of just talking about absolutely shit all. Nothing. That's why Michael's eyeing us up. Anyway, top 5. Number 5 is, come on, you can't get pregnant. What? Number 4.
That's kind of an insult to
What?
You can't get pregnant if you shag me.
Well, here's one for you, Michael. So, do you like fat guys with no money? Got any money, you skinny little bastard? Oh, this is probably old one, this. Number three. Wow, nice legs. What time do they open? Michael didn't get this next one. Number two. If I would ask you for sex, would your answer be the same? Oh, you just interrupted us when I was halfway through. Fuck off, then. Right. If I would ask you for sex, would your answer be the same as the answer to the... Oh, fucking... He's playing with his tits. Can I finish this? What? Right, I'm finishing this now. Fuck off, I'll hit you with a mic. If I were to ask you for sex, would your answer be the same as the answer? Eh? Oh, wait, you fucking confused me now. Piss off. Piss off, right. If I were to ask you for sex, would your answer be the same as the answer to this question?
No.
No, does that mean you want sex with me, Michael? Does it? Number one. No. Oh, we have a phone call. Fucking hung up, that's nice, isn't it? Who was it? Oh, that's fucking clever, isn't it? Number one, can I buy you a drink or do you just want my money? Meh. Number zero, do you make your bed or do you want company in it? Something along them lines, hadn't I? Well, I'll come on your chair, Michael. Fucking trifle my arse. I'm not smelling your chair. Yes, cum stains normally don't come out, Michael. How do you know you've been leaving stains everywhere? Michael's been talking about vanish. Oh, sorry, it was surf. Anyway, that's the end of my podcast. I'm just going to play one last song. What? What was that, Mile? Like one last song. You're My Angel. Fake spunk, and you're not really cool, mate. Anyway.
Hey, ask your mother.
I know, she said you was shit. She had Mark Simon over a fucking paintbrush. Then how do you know? When? Anyway, what's the song called? You're My Angel. Not what my mom said about him. She was pissing me off today because I'm gonna hit him with my. Turn the. Oh, I'm. Stop being a knobhead and turn it off. Bye! Right? Oh, what a shame. Started, right? The only sunshine in my life feels like heaven when you take me in your arms. You're my angel. You're the only sunshine in my life. Feels like heaven when you take me in your arms. In your arms. So you're going to have to email us in saying whose podcast's the best. You know who, pick, you know. Got your number over.
Yep, yeah, they might not have the email address.
Which is mmpradio@hotmail.co.uk.
like heaven when you take me in your arms. You're my angel, you're the only sunshine in my life. Feels like heaven when you take me in your arms.
Right, we've all wrote scripts. Spence is 6 lines. 14 lines. How many lines is mine? Can't be asked to count them all. But it's a page long. Yes. It's quality, not quantity. Then what the fuck's that worth? You should have wrote loads then. Then gonna have to play the legendary song one more time. Here we go. Spenny's ecstatic.